Welcome to Games on Earth, episode 290 for Friday, September 17th, 2021. I'm your host, Derek Thompson. With me, as always, we have Jesse Brown.
Here I am, as always.
And Bradley Bicino.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello there, sir. This week, we're getting hoity and fun.
With
the top 10 most pompous games of all time. No, I don't.
That's too much.
It does feel like we're bringing the culture back a little bit this week.
Yeah, we have to.
This might be the first week we talk about maybe some other games besides Final Fantasy in a while.
This sounds like fucking heresy. Take me out of here. Get me the hell out.
Final Fantasy 14 continues to roll on. The epic quests for I finally caught up to the main story quest after all of these years. And all this time, feels great. And it's just,
when you say you caught up to the main story quest, you mean like you are done with all the MSQ.
I mean, until Endwalker.
Mm. You're done with the current storyline content. You've completed the current storyline content. You've gotten as far as what is available to the public.
I get. I mean, there's so much more
stuff. As far as main
stuff.
Story goes. Yeah, I know. That there's always, like, raids and
I watched the Endwalker trailer, and it's pretty good. I finally allowed myself to watch it. I don't think it's as good as the Shadowbringers trailer, but it's still pretty damn awesome. The Shadowbringers trailer is just... Oh! Ooh, it's so good. Ooh, it's so good. So, I don't know. Anyways... I've been having a blast with that game still, with 14. I've been still doing... this week has been kind of alchemy week. I don't know what came over me, but I decided to lean into that crafter's edge and start alchemying.
A straight-up job as an alchemist?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, making potions, making tomes, making ink... solving murders, which is pretty great. The quest involves you become like a fucking CSI. Oh, I love these crafting quests. They're more than what I expected. Beyond that,
when you say crafting quests, what do you mean? Like, where do you get them? Do you do them like leaves, where you go to random like Camp Drybone and pick
them?
No. I mean, you wouldn't go there specifically, but
like literally, like the ones you get from your trainers.
Oh, from the the people who give the class quests and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the class quests start getting a lot more involved during Heavensward and onward for all the crafting professions. Like there's actually characters and storylines more. I guess the crafting classes did have quests, but a lot of times it would just involve like you showing someone a pile of really nice tea.
Well,
a pile of nice tea.
Not exactly. I would like to stick up for alchemy, actually.
Alchemy
say
is
that
very
the,
good.
The Realm Reborn alchemy campaign is a true tearjerker. It's a romantic story of life, love, and death. Those who live on and those we leave behind.
Oh, I agree. Alchemy definitely stands out, especially compared to carpentry, at least from what I know, as like fantastic, especially the way it wraps up. But at least the first story bit. Anyways,
yeah.
The job classes are all really good for crafting quests and stuff. And for some reason, that's just taken over my life to go craft and continue.
Do you feel like that's just because you now completed the primary storyline?
No.
The mood has struck you.
The mood has taken me. And then it's also
I want to start doing that because I want to start making some friggin' money again. I'm dipping. I'm going down. You guys are every time we
10 million gillions.
I'm down to like a low 7 million. Might as well be 7 million. Dude, I blew through over 2 million in like the past during this week. So yes, like when I got back in a month ago now.
What did you blow your gill on?
I'm buying all I just hit level 80 with my first character. So I got Gunbreaker to 80 yesterday. So
you're twinking out
for the first time in my I'm not twinking out with I'm not beautificationifying myself. I'm not turning myself into I've already got some glams that I like for my bun. So I but just like buying the shit. Like, buying each gear piece, like, what, there's, like, 10 gear pieces you have to buy when you include the two rings and the bracelets and everything. And then on top of that, you mix in the cost of, like, everything's about, I don't know, on average, like, 100K. So, I mean, that's, like, I almost dropped, like, a million just a level 80 set of gear.
I don't think that's, like, the typical...
it's not like I get a character to level 80 once a day or something, but...
Well, also, beyond that, I mean, just a normal player, when I got to level 80, there's no way in hell I could have afforded to twink out my character with
items
from the auction house.
A normal person wouldn't live this kind of lifestyle.
You're living
lifestyle.
A very wealthy, spendy lifestyle.
That's true. But I want to get into... I want to get into the point what you guys are doing where it's just like, and I think Alex had explained a way of doing it, but I think it would require a crafter that's max level, and I am not done.
What is the way I'm doing it? The way I'm doing it is, okay, this is how I do it.
How much are you grinding for gil? Are you grinding for money?
No, not really. I'm grinding for skill level.
Well, rephrase. Are you getting good money from doing it? That's what I want to do now is I want to find a get-rich-quick scheme. What is my best available get-rich-quick scheme?
Sell
your best quick get rich quick scheme is to get coffee beans and do the coffee bean levy quest because if you have all 100 levy quests available you can make like 1.8 million for selling 999 high quality coffee biscuits.
And I can just buy the resources from like the auction house or from a vendor.
Yeah, you can even just buy the
what
depending on the server.
What class makes this? Alchemy?
Be culinarian.
Culinarian. What level?
I don't know. I haven't done it myself because I don't have access to the levy quest because it is in a higher level zone. But yeah, the levy quest reward is like 9,000 gold or something. I don't know how much exactly.
What was the name of
the
item?
You can repeat it 100 times. Oh, it's the coffee biscuit. There's
coffee
only one coffee biscuit.
Oh, coffee biscuit recipe. I'm curious to see if it. I don't even know if this. It'll tell me what level you have to be to craft it. A level 79. Culinarian level 79.
But you don't actually need to craft it. You can buy it in the auction house. And you can check the price, but there's from what I saw online, there's a good chance that you can still make money.
You're saying I could sell it for more than I could buy it from. So I could go to the auction house, buy a boatload of it, and then go sell it to a NPC.
Do the levy quest turn in.
The levy quest turn in. That's right. So what you fill your inventory with 999 of them, and then you just go and do the quest as many times as you can?
Yeah, just 99 times, because I think that's the levy quest.
You have like
limit.
A limit to the number you can have take. That slowly refreshes over time.
Okay, so you don't. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. All right. Well, shit, I'm gonna have to figure that out.
There are some get rich quick schemes, but that one's not. I don't know. I personally look for ways to make money passively the bean thing, that's a good way to get like 1.8 mil once a week, once every 2 weeks. I don't know, because of the levy quest restrictions. So, I mean, once I'm able to do it, you know I'm going to do it because I'm like, 1.8 mil, that's like you were just saying, you got a whole set of gear and it almost costs you that much, like... That'd be worth having, but
My rich quick scheme was to get stonefly nymphs on a fishing rod, toss them out into a lake in central Kurthus, or western Kurthus, and catch a specific fish that fishermen need to turn in for a fishing quest. And each one sells for like 50k. And then I just fucking fish for a couple hours and make, you know, a few hundred K from that. Other than that, but my main supply of money comes from selling any excess materials after, like, going for a... I'll go for a few laps in the diadem, get a shit ton of materials, and use what I need for crafting, sell all the rest, spend all my money on more stuff for crafting, and then all the money I make from that stuff, I wake up the next day, that money's back in my coffers, I start the process over again. So I'm getting my skill up, I'm getting a slow flow of money that I immediately reinvest into ranking my skills up more.
See, and that's what I want.
That means I'm dirt broke all the time. I have no money. That's kind of by choice, because I've been just spending it all, but...
Yeah,
I'm not like a gillionaire. I have like 27,000 gil maybe right now. Yeah. Waiting for me when I log in next in my
27,000?
Yep.
You have 27,000 gil to your name.
10 million gil is not normal, Jesse.
All the other guys, it is. For like Alex.
For all the people who have been playing for 8 years.
Yeah.
What I will say is,
fine.
Just, you can pretty much sell anything.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing, leveling my crafting up, personally, I farm all of the stuff that I need, so I don't have, you know, I spend a lot of time doing that, but I don't have any costs. And, you know, I'll sell one pair of gloves for 27,000.
Yeah.
And so if I log in, I'm like, I'm going to craft 10 items out of my recipe book and put them up. You know, that's, you know, 200,000 gold or gil.
Yeah.
The other thing about selling stuff, though, is like there's times when like certain resources are going to be expensive or go for higher prices. If there's like a lead quest that requires something specific, that something specific will sell like hotcakes. So the market's shifting.
I got trapped into this weird thing last week, and what happened was I think it was like Saturday was when it resets that you can go to have your clothes examined. they have that dress quest that they do once a week where you get like 60,000 MGP, which is funny because like with it each week it's always but the thing is people post guides and it takes like 2 seconds to do. It'll be like wear any chest piece, wear any pants, and just have them dyed this specific dye color. Well, when they did that, the dye color was something you could buy from an NPC. So people just went to the auction house to buy it because they didn't want to be troubled to go to find the NPC that actually sells it. So you could buy it from an NPC for 40 gil and then sell it for 9,000 gil on the marketplace. And I did that with like a full stack. So I made
getting rich quick. Just keep doing that.
But it stopped right away. It was like a day that it lasted because people caught on to the scheme. So like when I started it, I was like raking money in, and then hours later the price has already gotten cut in half. And
that'll
then
happen every time with with this influx of players.
Somebody's gonna catch on to this and then do it. Well, that whole thing led me to this thought. Like when I saw how much that die was going for, I'm like, dude, I gotta check all the other dies in the auction house. So I started going through and scrolling, and there are a fucking lot of dies. It took a long time, and I started doing the same thing today. I was like, I wonder if any dies are like super inflated right now. And then I got like halfway through the list after like 15 minutes of searching through everything, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm like, it feels like the equivalent of I'm like looking for pennies behind a dumpster. I'm like, oh man, what can I do to get some gil?
You have gil. Why do you need more?
It is a way, you know, that like playing the game economy is fun.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten more out of playing the game economy and crafting and exploring and just playing with my buds than I have out of the story and ARR.
Yeah.
Like that's how I spent almost all of my time so far in the game.
Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know. I'm
completely.
I think I'm getting to the point, like, I keep wanting... That's what I did last weekend, too, was I took a break from, like, grinding the MSQ to get Miner up, and then I started working on Botanist, but then other people started getting online, and I'm like, oh, can't... I mean, I guess you could in reality. Yeah, you and I actually did, Derek. You took me to the Diadem for the first time. I'd never been there before.
I was trying to introduce you to that whole system, and then we...
Yeah, it was good.
It's a lot all at once. But once you get into it, you can... It's good because you can get into a flow there.
You can get
it's what I
from
do
there
almost
too,
every time
you?
I exercise now. I'll go on my treadmill, and then I'll just do laps in the Diadem on my laptop.
Yeah. You can get like quests to do from the vendors outside of the Diadem, correct or not?
That place is called the Firmament, and it has a whole bunch of shit going on. That was actually a ruined zone when Heavensward first came out, and for the past, I don't know, whatever, 6 years, it's slowly... It's had these four rebuilding phases where slowly it's been rebuilt and it's going to become a new housing district in Endwalker, which is just, it's just so cool. Like,
yeah,
this
is
thing,
actually a
like,
very neat
and
progression.
You go to the Firmament to turn in all the quest, like, you turn in all the stuff and it's slowly building up points that's slowly building this town that's taking literal half a decade in human real years to actually build. That's insane. But yes, there are all of the crafting that you do with all of the ingredients that you get in the Diadem. You turn all of that in at right at the Firmament there. And that's how I've been leveling up most of my professions. It's just like you go around the Diadem for a while, you get a bunch of everything. You come back, you check what you can build with your professions. I think for crafters, you need to be level 10 or 20 first. I don't remember if it's 10 or 20. Before you can craft your first one, but it's awesome because all the recipes are relatively simple and it's all stuff that you can gather with
at the Diadem,
either being a miner or being at the Diadem, being a miner or being a botanist. And I mean, I guess fishermen could do that too. I actually got into the Diadem initially because my fisherman was max level or level 60 or whatever. But I think you just need to be level 10 now. They've lowered it. anyways, it's just the simplicity of it that I love. But also, you know, doing the quests, going out there into the world, finding those key ingredients that like people want right now and that are like hot for that day. There is like that the hunt for the gill, you know? That's like there's a whole chunk of the player base that live for that. And that's just so neat because it's just... It's one of the reasons I love MMO games and games like Final Fantasy is so much is that there's all these people doing all this different shit all in the same world. And so much of it is overlapping, but not necessarily the exact same. And like the difference, the drawing the line between like the complexity of Final Fantasy and the complexity of something like Destiny or something, where you're kind of doing the same thing over and over.
They are the same, but Destiny is just... Final Fantasy, it seems far more... I guess they both actually have their draws. And Destiny is way better looking, in my opinion, as far as, like, graphically. Like, I know it's fucking apples and oranges.
Just mean systems-wise. I just mean,
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like the give and take is I feel like I like the overall aesthetic of Destiny. I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends on situational. Never mind. I went off on a tangent that didn't
that's
make
okay.
any sense.
I'm already on a tangent. That's fine.
Well, now we're on two tangents, damn
oh,
it.
Oh, no. This bridge, this branch is getting rather thin. So, hearth and home, welcome home.
Oh, yeah.
Let's open up the doors and light the fire. Have a seat on my rug. Have a seat on my rug. Here's a drape. Put it on a cape. Put it on a chair. Are you going somewhere? Don't leave my hearth or home today.
The fuck is happening?
I don't know, but I'm going to come sit on your rug.
That's a song I just made up about Hearth and Home, a new update that just came out to Valheim, the first update since Valheim's release, that does a lot of stuff. Regarding hearth and home, you know, homesteading. You got a lot of new recipes. The way food works is different. All the weapons have been rebalanced. The way blocking works is different. There's new secret shit in the game and new interactions and new items and new things to build. I can plant birch trees now. There's new...
Wait, you could plant trees before. Were birch in general new, or were you just not able to plant birch,
birch in general are new.
Which is birch. Where you get fine wood.
Fine wood. We're talking fine wood
which is
farm.
Super important. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the...
I'm not going to know a lot. I didn't read the patch notes intentionally.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't want to be spoiled.
Did you play? Did you play?
I've been playing for like 2 days straight. Except for the... Any time that I haven't been on Final Fantasy, I've been on Valheim.
You haven't worked at all this week? Damn. your boss is listening right now. He's like, well, Derek, we're going to have a chat.
No. He's like, oh, man. You sure are productive while remaining an asset to your guild group and raider group and your fellow players. No, I'm just kidding.
You're a real raider, Derek.
You're a real raider.
You finally did it. You're a raider, Harry.
No. No, I haven't been playing actually that much. I built a little house. Oh, we refreshed a server.
What you wiped it, right?
It's not gone forever. It still exists.
Like, so you say it's backed up somewhere?
Yep.
Okay.
And we have a new server. Everyone's kind of, just kind of stepping out into the light of the world, getting their little homesteads built out. Basically, all I've been doing is building a wall around the beginning area and, like, making a path to my new house. That's literally all I've done. But exploring a bit seems like a really good seed. Seems like great seed. Loving the seed. Right on a coastline, the spawn point. I love it. Lots of meadows. Lots of meadows.
I'm excited.
And some people are already making little island houses. And I don't know. Trav's up in the mountains doing shit with wolves and shit already. He's building like think of a ropes course. You build a ropes course, and underneath you is a bunch of wolves who can't reach you. But that's basically what he's done at the top of a mountain. So he's got a little wolf operation going on.
That you could tame locks now.
Yeah, they actually have and you can name your tamed animals, and there's a lot more interactions there. As well as just new stuff all around. And it feels smooth. It feels good. I don't know if it's something about just the updates over time and, stability improvements they've done. But compared to the last server, this feels really
smooth. They added
smooth.
A new... This isn't spoiler because it's technical video stuff, but they added a new point lighting system.
Oh,
for rays and shadows. So
it looks so good.
I'm not sure if...
I don't know if I've seen it.
I'm gonna log in tonight at some point, I think, and get
awesome.
In. But either today or tomorrow. I'm currently working on a miniature project, which is a total blast, but it also means that almost all of my free time is sunk into playing around in Blender.
Yeah, what do you... tell us about it. Tell us about your project.
What do you blend?
Well, I managed to get the Chocobo carriage model textured and rendered and everything, and it looks great.
So you went into the game files and grabbed this, or how did you get this Chocobo, a Chocobo carriage?
It required, a file explorer that's able to get into the Final Fantasy indexes.
Got him. That breaks the EULA. Yep. Get him, Jesse.
We got him. It's on tape. Boys, it's over.
But,
call your wives. We can finally go home.
It's a fantastic model, and I think it looks really great. Problem is, it's a huge project. I would say given where I'm at right now, it could easily take 1,000 hours to get it to where I want it to be. So I'm going to put it on pause.
Blast.
And I have a more interesting project now that I'm working on that uses a similar method of getting game files. But Satisfactory.
Ooh.
I have this idea of building a little diorama inside my computer of a conveyor belt.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool.
Runs across the bottom and then have little miniature items on it that you craft in the game.
Oh my gosh, so you look into the window of your computer case and like there's a conveyor belt from Satisfactory there. That's so cool.
So oh my god. I figured that would be a lot more fun to jump back into because since they're miniature and not like a 1/15th scale or whatever, and where I have to cut everything up into parts and print it separately, this way I can get some better experience with the modeling for printing and painting.
Yeah, that's exciting.
I can be doing, I have clear resin now, so I can really cool quartz crystals.
Yeah.
And, stuff like that. I'm excited. So, yeah.
That's super rad.
I've been playing Satisfactory this week, too. Just kind of fun. Update 5 looks fucking amazing.
What's Update 5 all about?
Update 5, they're adding a whole bunch of improvements to the way that transports work for like trucking.
Oh yeah, you had like a whole trucking empire when we had our server
mother trucking empire.
Yeah, yeah. Mother trucking a desert truck empire.
Ooh.
I would say he was the desert road trucker.
I would like to say that he was a dessert.
It was a total dessert.
A real dish.
A real chocolate cake.
I have only glimpsed that detail from Update 5. That's like, but there's a bunch more coming, a lot of quality of life stuff. And I believe they first, it might be Update 5, it might be right after, but Update 5 is where they're saying, hey, this is the closest thing to 1.0. Update 5 is setting the stage for 1.0. 1.0 will include the storyline. So essentially, it'll be the game. Their hope for Update 5 is this is the last update. Huh?
Will it be like a co-op storyline or?
Like, I'm not sure. Okay, so the storyline, imagine the storyline in
like No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So it's something you have to do to progress through the game, but it's not something you have to do to enjoy the game. So you can it's how you'll unlock certain things, but that's just kind of, there's certain gates like that implemented in the game right now with the space elevator, but there will be exploration stuff tied to that, and there'll be actual like story as to maybe why you're doing some of the things. And
yeah, all I know at this point is Fix It told me to do it, and so damn gone it, I'm gonna do it. They need these resources, I guess. So Dart Nabbit, friggin' Shigit, I'm gonna do it.
Yes,
do it good.
See, this has been Games on Earth. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks to
you. We never got to it, but I'm doing it now, Derek. I won't. I'm gonna let you. We're gonna leave this in here, and we're gonna leave the audience guessing. But you know what I'm talking about.
The
doing
microphone
it.
Directly.
I would never fart into the microphone. I don't know that I've ever
I'll
done
do
that.
I'll do it.
Give me the goddamn
say
soap.
They're reworking the Northern Forest, Derek, completely. So
not what I was gonna say, but Derek knows what I was gonna say. That's all that matters.
I love the Northern Forest
and the Dune Desert.
Oh yeah,
I cut my teeth in that Dune Desert.
Mm-hmm. You wish you did. You're gonna wish you did. I'll
this
tell
been
you
Games
that.
On Earth, Jesse. Are you playing something else?
No, hell no. No, Final Fantasy. I just got my first character to level 80. I'm pretty darn close to the end of Stormblood? Yep, I'm fairly close to the end of Stormblood. I probably got like...
How is that going for you, by the way? I haven't asked you at all. Like, I know it's long and stuff, but in general, like...
It's good. Is it cutscenes fine? Are good. I like Stormblood. Stormblood's yeah. storyline is really nice. I'm a big fan, you know?
Yeah. I was a big Heavenswardy, and you can tell why. You know me.
Yeah.
But Stormblood is still very good. You start getting a lot more characters.
You are more of the dragon side because there's a lot of dragon related stuff, which they
got
super great. Oh yeah, but the but that's the thing is there's so many facets to each. Like there are so many lengthy storylines in each expansion.
Yeah, you're like playing through each one's like a season of television, basically.
Correct. But that's the thing is
there are arcs within each one. I kind of think of it like a season of TV at this point.
Well, then I guess you're right because then usually the after MSQ follow up, like first major update, there's like a whole nother.
Like
short
here's a new threat. Here's a new thing going on. Like is that this ain't over? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but it's good though. I'm a big fan of like they're doing an excellent job. Like it's keeping everything incredibly interesting in a way that I didn't expect. Like, I kind of thought that they would like box themselves in with the content they had, where they'd be like, all right, well, these are all the locations and these are all the characters, and we're just gonna keep telling stories. But like, instead of that, they just keep making the box a bigger box.
Yeah,
like it just keeps growing.
I mean, what you
scale.
Just said is basically what WoW does. Where they box each expansion is kind of boxed up in its own little island.
Yeah.
But like, with Final Fantasy, it's like the box just keeps getting bigger because you're going back to Ulda for story shit still. You know, like you're going back and around. You're coming back to Gridania to talk some shit. Like you're not leaving anywhere.
Yeah. In a lot of those, now with this expansion specifically. I think with Heavensward too, like you're off on doing your own thing.
That's true. I just mean like the world is still taken into consideration.
Oh yeah, yeah. For sure. Yes, the world is still like you're still constantly like, I wonder how my friends are doing. You know.
I think you're gonna very much love Shadowbringers. I think Shadowbringers will be your favorite.
Okay.
I just feel like the aesthetic of some of the bits of it are like way totally your style, and you're gonna like it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the story is just so fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyways,
that's what I want.
Sorry, I'm excited for Endwalker. That's coming soon. Hearts and Homes, very good.
How
long? November 24th. So 2 months.
Two months
and some change.
Well, and then if you pre-order, don't you get early access? Or
whatever.
Is the 24th the early access date?
I don't know, actually.
Tell me.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna... Oh no, I pooped him. I pooped him bad.
Oh, okay. Well, proud of you.
I also need to poop.
Bad.